Welcome to our deep dive. You ready to get into some serious spy stuff? We're going deep into Chase Hughes's Phrase 7 today.
Oh yeah, I've been looking forward to this one.
All right, so this book plunges us into the world of Pierce Reston. Have you heard of him?
I have. He's that HIG operative.
Exactly. He's like the ultimate weapon for this super secretive organization, HIG. They protect American interests, but their methods are anything but ordinary.
From what I've read, they're masters of persuasion and manipulation.
Oh, absolutely. Their techniques are so powerful that hypothetically they could even compel someone to rob a bank. Imagine that.
It really makes you think about the power of influence, right? Like how much of our daily lives are shaped by subtle cues and suggestions.
It's a bit unsettling when you stop and consider it. In the book, Reston is tasked with investigating a string of missing HIG operatives. The trail leads him to Prague, where it all starts with this chilling video.
The one from the hotel rooftop, right?
Yeah. A woman just takes off all her clothes and walks right off the edge, seemingly of her own free will.
It makes you question what's really going on there. Like, where does persuasion end and coercion begin? Is there even a clear line?
That's a huge question the book really grapples with. And as Reston digs deeper, he uncovers a hidden phrase, this phrase 7, that seems to hold the key to controlling minds.
So it's not just about subtle influence anymore. We're talking about outright mind control.
It's getting scary, right? And the stakes are incredibly high. HIG's former director, Alex Frost. He puts it this way. One man who can persuade a country's leader is more powerful than their entire military infrastructure.
Mm.
Chilling stuff.
That quote really sets the tone for the entire book. It's a world where the power of persuasion can be more potent than any weapon.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So in Prague, Reston ends up tracking down this guy, Ivan Markov, trying to get some answers. And he uses a technique straight out of a spy film, sodium amidal injection.
A truth serum.
Wow. It doesn't get more intense than that. Though truth serums and hypnosis, they do have real-world applications. It's pretty ethically murky territory, though.
Yeah, for sure. To think you could bypass someone's conscious mind and extract information like that, it's both fascinating and terrifying.
I know, right? And while Reston finds out that Markov isn't the one behind the missing American women, he does get a lead on another suspect, and that sets off this wild chase through Trog.
I read about that Reston outsmarts the police, picks locks with dental floss. It's like something out of a movie.
Hughes definitely knows how to write an action scene.
Mm.
And ultimately, the suspect ends up dead in Old Town Square.
Talk about a dramatic ending.
It definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat. But, okay, while all this is happening, we're also introduced to a new character, Kelly Kennedy, a fresh recruit at HIG headquarters in Yorktown, Virginia.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, her training is intense.
I bet. They don't mess around at HIG.
Not at all. One of the techniques they teach her is this hidden command method developed by Alex Frost. It involves punching someone's elbow while saying a specific phrase, and bam, you plant a suggestion right into their subconscious.
That's insane. Is that even possible?
According to the book, it is. And it raises all sorts of questions about consent and ethics. You know, can you really influence someone without their knowledge or permission?
It's a slippery slope, for sure.
Totally. And things get even more complicated when Kelly has this cryptic encounter with Jennifer Gorham. A senior HIG operative, Gorham, drops these vague hints about the organization's true purpose, which seems even more mysterious now that their agents are disappearing.
So there's an internal conflict brewing, too.
Oh, yeah. And at the same time, Reston discovers there might be a security breach within HIG. Someone could be using their own methods against them.
That adds a whole new layer of intrigue. Who can you trust when the tools of persuasion can be turned against you?
Exactly. It's a recipe for paranoia. Now, shift gears with me for a second. We're introduced to Trent Kavanaugh, an ex-soldier struggling with a traumatic brain injury. His story takes a dark turn when he gets involved with this shadowy figure named Afid.
I remember reading about Afid. He's a pretty sinister character.
Oh, he's bad news. Afid gives Trent a chilling mission to assassinate someone. And it makes you think about the vulnerabilities that make people susceptible to manipulation, like trauma or longing for purpose.
Absolutely. Those are powerful motivators. And if exploited, can lead people down some pretty dangerous paths.
No doubt. And Trent becomes obsessed with this mission. He starts researching hypnotism, even testing out techniques on an unsuspecting woman at a comedy club.
It's disturbing to think that someone could use these techniques to harm others.
It is. Yeah. And Trent goes through with the assassination in San Jose. His methodical approach is chillingly effective.
It's unsettling how his methods mirror HIG's training in a way. Both utilize persuasion and manipulation, but with drastically different outcomes.
Right. It makes you question the ethical boundaries of influence, even when the intentions might seem good. And here's where things get really crazy. The discovery of Phrase 7 blows the investigation wide open. It turns out to be connected to Pierce somehow, and Deidre Collins, the new director of HIG, is freaking out about the security breach.
She has every right to be concerned. This could compromise the entire organization.
Absolutely. The stakes just keep getting higher. And that brings us to Napa Valley, where Pierce and Kelly find themselves on a rescue mission.
Rescue mission? Who are they rescuing?
Their target is David Morris, a former HIG operative who now happens to be the CEO of a massive social media company.
Whoa! So someone with knowledge of HIG techniques is now in a position to influence millions of people online?
It's a terrifying thought. And during the rescue operation, they make a shocking discovery. Morris might be working with AFID.
Talk about a plot twist.
I know, right? And get this, AFID reveals his master plan. He wants to manipulate global events using a mind control phrase embedded in online videos.
It's like something out of a dystopian novel.
It is. He even demonstrates his power by forcing his own helpers to kill themselves. It's a chilling display of his twisted sense of purpose.
He believes he's saving humanity by controlling it. It's a dangerous and delusional ideology.
Absolutely. And the tension just keeps building. Deidre confronts AFID in Prague only to become his hostage. Meanwhile, Pierce and Kelly are in Napa Valley, engaged in a desperate firefight, trying to stop the mind control video from being uploaded.
It's a race against time to prevent a global catastrophe.
And that's where we'll leave it for now. But trust me, things are about to get even more intense. Okay, so we left off with a lot of unanswered questions, and the stakes just keep getting higher.
Yeah, there are so many moving parts in the story, it's hard to keep track of them all.
Right, and just when you think you've got a handle on things, Hughes throws in another curveball. But Pierce and Kelly, they're back at HIG headquarters now trying to piece together the puzzle.
Trying to make sense of the chaos.
Exactly. They're sifting through mountains of data maps, files, reports. It's almost overwhelming, but then they stumble upon this one detail that seems insignificant at first, a painting.
A painting? What kind of painting?
It's called the Mary Celeste. Ever heard of it?
Hmm. Rings a bell. Isn't that the name of that ghost ship?
Huh?
The one found adrift with no crew?
That's the one. And get this, the painting conceals a secret compartment. And inside is an old HIG training manual. It's like a blast from the past, a window into the organization's history.
So the ghost ship was carrying this training manual when it disappeared. That's a pretty wild coincidence.
It is, right. And it suggests that HIG has been operating in the shadows for a long time, maybe even centuries.
This organization is full of secrets.
Definitely. And to follow this new lead, Pierce and Kelly, they're whisked off to Houston on a private jet.
HIG definitely has resources.
Oh, yeah. They spare no expense. In Houston, they team up with Agent Valerie Thomas and Officer Aaron Brown, who are already on a case there.
What kind of case?
The disappearance of a social media expert named Catherine Morris.
Social media expert? That seems like a strange connection to HIG.
It does, right. But as they investigate, they start uncovering some strange details.
Like what?
For one thing, Catherine had a secret boyfriend named Miss Ferris.
Miss Ferris? That's an unusual name.
Yeah, it's not clear if Miss Ferris is a man or a woman. But the fact that Catherine kept this relationship hidden raises some eyebrows.
It definitely adds another layer of mystery.
And they interview Catherine's mother, who mentions that Catherine had been acting strangely lately, like she was in a trance.
That sounds like Phrase 7 in action.
Right, and then they review security footage from Catherine's office, and guess what? They see her interacting with a man who seems to be using HIG techniques on her.
So someone outside of HIG has their methods.
It's a terrifying thought.
Yeah.
And they track this guy down to a comedy club, of all places.
A comedy club? What was he doing there?
Turns out he's a stage hypnotist named Rich Mars.
Stage hypnotist. That's kind of creepy.
It is, right. Like, it blurs the line between entertainment and manipulation.
Using hypnosis to pick up women, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's definitely ethically questionable. But Rich, he wasn't the one behind Catherine's disappearance. However, he does give them a valuable clue. He describes a regular at his shows who seemed a little too interested in the hypnotic techniques. He calls him Shema.
Shema? What does that mean?
It's a type of headscarf, often worn in the Middle East.
So this guy could be connected to AFID.
Exactly. Pierce contacts his sources at HIG, and they identify this Shema guy as Trent Kavanaugh. Remember him? The ex-soldier with the brain injury who was working with AFID.
Oh, yeah, the one who carried out that assassination.
Yep. They track Trent down to a Holiday Inn, but he's already gone. They do find his military record, though, and it's heavily redacted.
Someone's trying to cover up his past.
No doubt. And that's how Pierce and Kelly end up in San Jose on the trail of a cold-blooded killer who's mastered HIG's techniques.
The plot thickens.
It definitely does. Meanwhile, back at HIG headquarters, Deidre is trying to uncover the source of the security breach. And she makes a shocking discovery. One of HIG's iPads was used to access classified files related to Phrase 7, but the iPad never left headquarters.
That means the leak came from inside HIG.
Exactly. Someone within the organization is a traitor. Deidre immediately orders her team to scrub all hard drives and replace everyone's electronics.
She's not taking any chances.
She knows the situation is serious. Back in San Jose, Pierce and Kelly, they question Rich Mars further, hoping to learn more about Trent. And they find out that Trent was obsessed with hypnotic techniques that could induce a zombie-like state.
That sounds terrifying, like something out of a horror movie.
It does. And it gets worse. HIG identifies the two victims from San Jose. A social media consultant and a research scientist both work for the same firm. And guess who owns that firm?
Don't tell me. It's David Morris.
Bingo. It all comes back to him.
Hey.
And just when you think things can't get any more complicated, Pierce receives a cryptic message from Alex. His former mentor, Alex, warns Pierce that HIG is compromised and tells him to go into hiding.
So even Alex is involved now.
It seems so. It's a real twist. Now, Pierce and Kelly have to find David Morris and stop Aphid's plan while also dealing with the fact that they might have a traitor in their midst.
They're facing a threat from both inside and outside.
And that's just the beginning. The story takes us to Prague, where Aphid is putting his sinister plan into motion. He's holding those American women captive and using them in a twisted experiment.
This is where things get really dark.
Aphid has this hidden facility where he's keeping the women in a medically induced coma. He's assembled a team of doctors and specialists to create a video embedded with Phrase 7, a hidden mind control phrase.
He's weaponizing technology for mind control. It's a nightmare scenario.
And he gives this chilling speech about how humanity needs to be controlled for its own good. He sees free will as a dangerous illusion.
He's a control freak with a god complex.
He's delusional and dangerous. And to make sure his secrets are safe, he executes his own helpers after they finish making the video.
He's paranoid and ruthless.
The stage is set for a final showdown. Aphid is ready to unleash his mind control video on the world while Pierce and Kelly race against time to stop him.
The fate of humanity hangs in the balance.
But before we get to that climactic confrontation, we need to go back to Yorktown. Deidre is about to unmask the traitor within HIG. And it's not who you might expect.
Okay.
So it turns out the mole, the traitor within HIG, is Jennifer Gorham.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
I know, right? The very operative who brought Kelly into HIG.
Talk about betrayal.
It's a huge blow. And it shows just how deeply Aphid's influence runs. Deidre confronts Jennifer, but it's too late.
What happens?
Well, Aphid had used some kind of variation of Phrase 7 on Jennifer way back when she was a new recruit, turning her into his puppet without her even knowing it.
That's so messed up.
It is. And Jennifer, she ends up activating the security system, alerting ASA to their presence. And within minutes, a heavily armed team storms HIG headquarters.
So it's a full-on attack.
Yeah, a siege. The situation is really bad.
Yeah.
Alex, realizing how serious it is, he sacrifices himself to protect Deidre, giving her time to escape.
That's a big loss.
It is. Alex was a true hero.
Uh-huh.
And his death, it really fuels Deidre's determination to stop Aphid and avenge him.
She's got a fire in her now.
Oh, yeah. She manages to escape through this secret tunnel and ends up in Prague, ready to face Aphid head on.
Talk about a one-woman army.
She's a force to be reckoned with. Hmm. Now, meanwhile, Pierce and Kelly, they're in Napa Valley, closing in on David Morris.
Did they figure out his connection to everything?
Yeah. They discover he's scheduled to fly to Cuba that night. And they realize they have just hours to stop him before he uploads the mind control video.
The clock is ticking.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And they manage to infiltrate Morse's private airport hangar. But it's a trap.
Of course it is.
Trent's waiting for them, holding Morris and his wife hostage.
Things just went from bad to worse.
It's a tense situation. Trent's clearly under Aphid's control, and he's forcing Morris to start the upload, threatening to kill his wife if he doesn't comply.
So what do they do?
It's a tough spot. But Kelly, she creates a distraction, giving Pierce a chance to break free, and then all hell breaks loose.
A firefight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's chaotic, and Kelly ends up shooting Trent, saving the hostages.
So that's it, right? Problem solved.
Not quite Trent as he's dying. He reveals that the video was already uploaded and is set to go live at 3 a.m.
Oh, no.
It's a devastating blow. But Pierce, thinking quickly, he uses his tech skills to hack into the video and alters the frequency.
Alters the frequency? What does that do?
It's a risky move. But it's designed to incapacitate anyone watching the video instead of putting them under Aphid's control.
So he's trying to turn Aphid's weapon against him.
Exactly. Meanwhile, in Prague, Deidre confronts Aphid in his hidden facility, and she finds Jennifer there, still under Aphid's control.
That must be so hard for her.
It is. They struggle, and Deidre manages to break free. But then, just as she's about to escape, she gets shot by one of Aphid's men. She's hurt, but she's tough. She manages to contact the local police, and using HIG's persuasion techniques, convinces them to storm the facility.
So it all comes down to this.
It does. There's a huge firefight. Aphid's men put up a desperate fight, but in the end, Aphid is defeated. Jennifer, in a final act of redemption, throws a flashbang grenade, killing both herself and Aphid.
Wow, what an ending.
It's intense, right? Back in Napa Valley, the clock strikes 3:00 a.m., and the uploaded video goes live. But instead of triggering mass hypnosis, it emits this high-frequency sound that incapacitates anyone watching. It effectively neutralizes Aphid's plan.
So they saved the world.
They did. It came at a huge cost, though. Alex and Jennifer both lost their lives.
It's a bittersweet victory.
Definitely, Pierce and Kelly. They're left to deal with the aftermath, mourn their friends, and acknowledge the incredible sacrifice they made.
It makes you think about the power of persuasion and the dangers of manipulation.
It definitely does, Phrase 7. It's a thriller that explores some dark themes. But it's also a story about courage and the fight against those who seek to control us. It's a wild ride, and I highly recommend checking it out. If you're looking for a thought-provoking and suspenseful read,
I'll definitely add it to my list.
You won't regret it. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Phrase 7. Thanks for joining us.